Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
James Roguski on Substack has been reporting on the so-called WHO pandemic treaty and its history. He has shown that its entire history is fraudulent and relies upon the people's silence. On June 14, 1948, President Truman signed a joint resolution to sign onto the WHO Constitution. Section 2 states that 3 U.S. delegates would be chosen by the president and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But the Biden administration has sent U.S. delegates who have not been confirmed, which makes them fraudulent. Section 5 states that in adopting this joint resolution, the Congress does so with the understanding that nothing in the Constitution of the World Health Organization in any manner commits the United States to enact any specific legislation program regarding any matters referred to in said Constitution. And so the U.S. is not lawfully compelled by the WHO. On July 25, 1969, the 22nd Annual World Health Assembly adopted the International Health Regulations to ensure the maximum security against the international spread of diseases, but did so without a Senate vote.
The way they did that was with what they call the silence procedure. A bunch of unnamed bureaucrats agreed to that document. They gave a 9-month period for the leaders of all of the parties to reject it. And if no one rejected it on the first day of January 1971, it became legally binding. So any amendments go by that same adoption procedure. So in 2005, they made substantial changes. And for the last 18 or 19 years, we've been working off of the international health regulations as they were amended in 2005. I challenge anybody to look through the Federal Register or the Senate records to see if the Senate has ever given their consent, you know, two-thirds, either in 1948, 1969, 2005, or in 2022.
On September 30th of 2022, 94 nations submitted more than 300 proposed amendments to the pandemic treaty. These documents were withheld from the public, and when James Roguski acquired copies, he discovered the reason for this was that the disputes were all based upon corrupt world leaders of smaller nations wanting a bigger piece of the action from the U.S. after realizing the billions of dollars being made by pharmaceutical companies.
This is organized crime, and the big crime bosses are being faced by a bunch of little crime bosses who want in on the deal. They want to be able to manufacture the drugs and jabs in country so that they can control it and, you know, inflict it upon their own population while basically profiting from the next pandemic.
And the proposed amendments to the 2005 IHR will bring this tyranny to its full potential. They want to create an international health regulations authority. They want the authority to declare a pandemic based on the mere potential for disease. They want the authority to compel new vaccines and quarantine for those who are not even sick. And they want to authorize surveillance and censorship to enforce their fraud. They also want to give nations the authority to quarantine and vaccinate foreign travelers at their own discretion.
They want to add strengthening language to enable nations to quarantine international travelers as appropriate. That is not an attack on national sovereignty. That is a ridiculous strengthening of national sovereignty that would enable each nation to abuse the rights and freedoms of foreign travelers. The local tyrants that abused your rights over the last 4.5 years didn't need any amendments or didn't need any treaty to do what they did over the last 4.5 years. So the core battle is still local.
You can find these documents at stopthetreaty.org and rejecttheamendments.com. They view our silence as consent, so we must stand against them and speak out. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We're live. live. It's Thursday, May 2nd. James O'Keefe's coming up and Dr. Robert Malone and so much more. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Days, 12 hours, 52 minutes, 35 seconds to the most important election in world history. It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we've got another incredible transmission. All the broadcasts are important, informative, dynamic, absolutely on the pulse of what's really happening. Crew does a great job, the guests, the callers, everybody's wonderful. Today will be particularly powerful. James O'Keefe is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour with massive new developments since just about 19 hours ago, he broke that huge bombshell CIA coup against America story, and Congress has responded. All hell has broken loose. They are setting up hearings. I was on an interview last night with O'Keefe and also Congressman Matt Gaetz. We're going to air some excerpts of that coming up here in this hour ahead of O'Keefe. And then Dr. Robert Malone, who's never been on the show. He is the inventor of the original mRNA technology and been warning about it for many years because they did rat studies, others did, and found that it had a lot of really horrible effects. You couldn't even really call side effects. It could do wondrous things, too, but not for a large percentage of people. So it's definitely us being treated as lab rats. He joins us in the third hour, and then the great Drew Hernandez in the fourth hour, head of the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today with the War Room. And, of course, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, doing a fantastic job, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., coming on just before I do. Kind of your intro here, but he does his own great show. Here's the deal. I don't even know where to start. You know, for me, I really do understand geopolitical systems. I really have studied everything. I'm not a super expert on everything, but I am a generalist. I know a lot. I've absorbed a lot of information, a lot of factoids. I've lived a lot. I've experienced a lot. I've been taught a lot. And I've also had things revealed by God to me. Now, there's three ways to learn: experience, or you can be taught, or it can be revelation. And I think we all get taught in those ways. And I know exactly what's going on with the clash of civilizations that has been started deliberately by the globalists in Israel and in Palestine, and with what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and what's happening here domestically, and Biden officially announcing the plan to bring the refugees of Gaza here so they can continue the intifada. And you've got the left absolutely just super ultra anti-Jew. And then you've got the left also with the ADL saying all conservatives are secretly Hitler supporters, which is total crap. And you have the paradox of Biden in June of 2021 putting out the new national security directive saying the main threat isn't China, Russia, MS-13, fentanyl. None of that. The main threat is white supremacy. And then he defines white supremacy as questioning lockdowns, forced injections, open borders. They added to the list later, questioning the Afghan withdrawal, basically questioning anything the criminal does. And so you really see the branding of this. You know why he sent $6 billion to Hezbollah to then fund Hamas and the whole October 7th situation and Israel really trying to put salt in the wound and saying we declared genocide, Amalek, and all of this to really get everybody stirred up and just to have an explosion around the world of Jews being attacked. Most of them have nothing to do with the leadership in Israel. And then that will drive more of them to Israel. And then domestically, they'll pass laws, taking everybody's free speech. But, of course, it'll all be selectively forced against conservatives. I mean, you can see it all. And it's not like I'm just interpreting all of this now. I mean, we could have the archivist. In fact, have the archivist do it, and then we'll air it tomorrow. But keep it below 10 minutes, because he does such a great job. He was like an hour when I asked for him to get clips of where I say, oh, the Russians will invade by late February, and then they invade February 24th, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I just really know what I'm talking about because I just rattled off a few dozen points. I can rattle off thousands right now. All the data set information that I bring in to tell you. But the globalists have been saying since the 40s when they created Israel, and the Rothschilds did, that they were going to use it as the detonator to bring in world government. And the Vatican's on board, and it's just all there. And whether you're a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or a Hindu or a Buddhist, most people are not part of this, and there's real beefs on the ground and real issues going on, and the different sides doing bad things to each other and different sides doing good things to each other. But it is a global contrived crisis to bring in the world government. And you're supposed to pick a side in that collision. And I liken it to a chemistry experiment, and there's lots of chemistry experiments you can do that are not explosive, but still, you know, show you amazing things that happen when you combine certain things together, two things, three things, five things, 10 things. Now that's really the ancient study of alchemy that developed into real chemistry and what we have today. What we could envision, we later actually figured out how to do. They can now turn lead into gold. It just costs a lot of money to do it, more than what the gold's worth. But I liken it to, if you're observing a chemistry experiment where they're putting four different ingredients together that then has a transformational event, and I'm simply above the experiment, and I'm pointing out there's these different ingredients being added, but there's an end development in the Hegelian dialectic politically that comes out of that. And I've studied the globalists and their plan and their whole operation, and it's crystal clear. It is a fascist world government that's above the law and tax exempt that then uses communism at the grassroots level with a technocracy enforcement system over it against the people. And it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Christian or a Catholic. You are being targeted by this dehumanizing depopulation force. I mean, I've got a clip today that we'll play first of Larry Fink saying that the best societies are societies that are depopulated. It's an actual quote. The big winners are those with shrinking populations. They'll develop robotics, AI, substitutes for humans and machines, or machines. So he, just like Naval Noah Harari or just like Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates, the future's not human. Though those are actual quotes. They've all said it. And I'm here looking at the engineers above it in the laboratory combining the political and cultural and economic systems to bring us to where they want to go. And it doesn't mean in the real world you're not going to have Muslims killing Jews and Jews killing Muslims and this tribe killing that tribe. And all of that's very real. And humans are designed to be down here at the grassroots level and to see the racial collision, black against white against black, gay against straight. We see all that. It's the broken coalition strategy the Democratic Party implemented publicly in 1993. It was a Clinton CIA plan. It's declassified. It's public. And it was to create so many different groups and then have them all fight with each other. That's how the British, with 10,000 troops on average, for hundreds of years controlled India. They had hundreds of millions of people even back then, over 100 million. How did 10,000 troops control them? Well, they had sociologists there, and that's what they were. They studied the tribes. They didn't call it sociology then. Who knew how to play the groups off against each other. They called it the Great Game, or Balkanization, from the Balkans, where the European powers played similar games as well. Or how did the Chinese get captured by the British? Well, the British went in and divided different groups against each other and also shipped in opium to control the criminal networks. So that, and the Boxer Rebellions came out of that. I mean, this is the great game.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
White people are inherently the most evil thing on the planet. Well, that's because they don't like the old Western system of the Renaissance that challenges their hegemonic total rule. So they know the world's 93% non-white, so they organize everyone in a political system to hate white people and then accept the globalist model in the name of that, as if that's liberal. Then they can get rid of any middle class or any due process or any of the vestigial freedoms that people fought to secure. The idea that made America great, the American dream, the best house in a bad neighborhood, but certainly the most successful country in human history, because a few major reforms were actually deployed and realized that were in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights that followed. So that's where we are. And I'm sorry for a lot of the general public that's just now starting to wake up. And you tune into this show and you go, what is this guy talking about? This isn't fake intellectualism that you get from a Ben Shapiro. And I don't even say that to be mean, but that's not real understanding, okay? And in fact, there's almost no one out there doing a full spectrum analysis broadcast like this other than Tucker Carlson. And, you know, Joe gets it on many levels now and is doing a good job. And there, but then you hear somebody like Dugan, or you hear somebody like Putin, and people are like, my God, this sounds like Alex Jones from 20 years ago. What is this? That's a real reading of the history. And the Russians recognize that and are trying to pull away from that. That's why they're the big enemy, along with the American people. Traditionalist American people are slated for total destruction. And so we should stand up for ourselves as Christians and as white people. It's not bad when you're being told you're evil because you're white to say, no, white people are good. We have an incredible history. We're the ones that tried to end slavery worldwide, had the greatest effects. And on average, we've done spectacular things and celebrate other cultures and what they've done. But when you give in to the ADL guilt, you give into the ADL mindset, you then let them control everything that you're supposedly supposed to do to now prove that you're a good person now because you're guilty of being white or being Christian. So you reject that, but you don't get down on the ADL's race level and you understand what they're doing to consolidate power and control and the groups they manipulated into hating you because you're white. If you simply attack them back at that level, that will build the racial divide even greater and cause more disunity, which groups like the CIA, the Carnegie Endowment, and the ADL control. So now let's move on to the big enchiladas here today. First off, I read the bill last night, and it passed by a giant majority in the House. It is an absolute repeal of the First Amendment, and it ends the bill by saying this does not repeal the First Amendment because it's all a lie. It has an international group that the EU's adopted law from that defines what anti-Semitism is, and it's completely open-ended, and they say in the bill, and this group will now change the definition and will adopt whatever their new definition is. So that it's a new Congress. This Holocaust group in Europe is like our new Congress. And it will just have a blank check now as a fourth branch of government to run education, run everything, as their own little leftist children run around screaming death to America and communism's great and breaking windows out and beating people up. And then other people go beat them up. And then, oh, my God. You know, again, it's the dialectic. And notice, you don't hear Benjamin Netanyahu or any of these groups when they talk about this, or Mayor Adams. Mayor Adams is like, there's very powerful, wealthy groups funding these riots. Oh, George Soros, your boss. So it is a dialectic manipulation, and it's going to catch everybody in its snare. And there's one thing I agree with in this legislation, but you have to throw it all out because any part of it takes over the First Amendment. It says it's anti-Semitic to say that Jews all operate as one complete unit, like the thing, and they're all, you know, Nazis or something. But that's people's free speech to say that if they want to. And then how does the ADL that openly teaches to law enforcement and colleges, they set the parameters, and the spinoff groups in Europe are the same thing, that it's inherently bad and that white people are inherently guilty. Well, don't you understand that when you teach the world that's 93% brown or black, that white skin is inherently evil, even if you tell them, oh, but Jews are white, but we're different, and then Jews tend to be successful on average, that now you are identified as white and you're identified as the most powerful whites. But see, the ADL knows that. They set this up. And I'm telling you, because I've been all over the country and years ago, I used to go speak at colleges everywhere, and I've done a few years of college, found it to be worthless. It was the most anti-Israel, and I mean, I would be in a science class, and the teacher would be up there, the instructor, talking crap about Israel. I would be in a math class, they'd be talking crap about Israel. And I'm just like, and people are like, oh, see, you love Israel. No, I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm like 18 years old sitting there in community college, and I'm like, half my classes are running down America and white people, and it's white professors. Some of them were Jewish, strangely enough, one of the most outspoken against Israel. I'm a Jew, and I hate Israel, and it's apartheid, and it's Nazi, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, I thought I was here for a Texas history class that's, you know, they make you take your first year in college. Texas history class. And there's Jewish guys up there half the time talking crap about Jews. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's like, I'm here to learn about Texas history, not about Palestine. Oh, that's all that matters, Palestine. I'm like, what about 22 million dead from the shot? Shut up, you're coming up from Israel. What about hundreds of thousands of Sentinel deaths? Shut up, coming up from Israel. I posted a video today of a dancing bear, which was just cute and funny, on my X account. Boom, boom, boom. Not talking about the Jews. You'll talk about anything but the Jews. Exactly. Exactly. If I'm in a UFC fight, I'm not sitting there thinking, Jews. Or if I turn on an old Western, Jews. Or if I go take a dump, Jews. Or I cook a dinner, I'm Jews. Or I pat my daughter on the head, Jews. Or I go to the grocery store, Jews. Or I go to church, Jews. Jews, 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 Jews. And it's sick. And then you've got the whole Zionist lobby and all the flavors of that loves it, because it'll make all the Jews move to Israel and they can be the victim and then it wants all the wars they want. They ain't going nowhere. And that's why the ADL and others have been caught creating fake Nazi groups over and over again. Look up the history. They've been caught repeatedly. So there are evil manipulative mafias coming out of Israel. And I've said that many times. But every time I expose fairly that a lot of these governments are doing really corrupt evil things, like they all are, plus it's like Bukele or somebody. I haven't found any fault with Bukele in El Salvador. But it's just like, they actually say in here, too, about the anti-Semitism, ascribing, like, supernatural powers to Jews, and Jews are everything, and everyone's a Jew. So, I have mixed feelings about all this, because I see stuff doing that I criticize in Israel and make films about USS Liberty and, you know, Israeli involvement, CIA involvement, 9/11. People are like, why is Jones covering this now? Our pressure made him do it. Yeah, your pressure when you were in diapers. I was exposing this 20-something years ago, and it's disingenuous, it's vitriolic, it's tribal. So the Jews are acting tribal, the anti-Jews are acting tribal, there's all the weird flavors of that, and it is disastrous. And then I read this bill, and it's so horrible, I mean, I have trouble even believing they passed this. And if implemented, it ends the First Amendment. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to come back, we're going to get into that. Then James O'Keefe on the huge CIA coup against America bombshell, and just so much more. We've got a huge broadcast out of Robert Malone coming up as well today. Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time that are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Texas broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So let's have a logical discussion for some of the hardheads out there that don't understand what I'm saying, because it's really important people understand this. And there's no way I'm wrong. It's a fact. 37,000 dead in Gaza. 60-70%, the numbers vary, women and children. That's terrible. And Israel is indiscriminately bombing many of them, and I've said that's wrong. I've said it's genocide. It needs to stop. I've also said it's wrong that I'm spending 30% of our time on this when we have 22 million dead now in major insurance actuaries. It's all over the news now. It's mainstream news that people are dying in mass of turbo cancers, heart attacks, myocarditis, strokes, and it's admitted it's the shots. And the same group's trying to pass a UN World Government Treaty right now. Now, 22 million dead and dying, and more dying, versus 37,000. I say that, and I put the clip out, and a third of the people on X say, how dare you cover up for the Jews? That's an illogical discussion. We're all being hit with a poison shot. They're trying to pass a world treaty to take over our bodies and have a world ID. I've got a stack of mainstream news where they're announcing that right now. The digital shackles, your car's remote control, geofencing and everything. Turning your car off on the weekend. That should unify all of us to say no to the UN, no to BlackRock, no to Larry Fink, and just move past the distraction of going, Larry Fink's a Jew, look, a Jew runs it. I don't care if the guy's got purple skin, I am absolutely against him, and I'm against his policies. They want to catch us up in that and only talk about that so we can't just unify everybody against whoever's running it. Xi Jinping, Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. Imagine Bill Gates went, I'm a white guy, I'm a Protestant, why are you attacking Protestants? You'd be like, that's a diversion, we're not attacking Protestants, we're attacking you, because you're attacking us. Have a logical discussion. I'm not saying don't spend some of your time saying we need to stop this war. But also, the Soros is funding all the Islamists and all this anti-Semitic stuff because that's his job, and they're going to bring all these Muslims here and get all these new congressional seats with communist Muslims that hate America. So I'm against them. Israel, they're so evil, we won't take them, but you need to take them. No, you need to take them, Israel. You decided to move over there and set all this up and do all this crap. You keep them. See? It's like if I lived on a block. This is my house, my country. I've got neighbors down the street that hate each other. They want to kill each other. Go ahead and do it. Don't you drag me into it. Got it? But if they want to put a 5G tower up in the middle of the cul-de-sac around our houses, we should all get together and say, we don't want your 5G. That's a microcosm of what I'm saying. Go knock on your neighbor's door. Hey, they're going to put a 5G tower right there. We should sign a petition, get involved with the community board, with the Homeowners Association, refuse that the Homeowners Association board is doing a deal to put 5G towers up in the neighborhood and raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars. We already pay our dues. Let's refuse the 5G. That happens everywhere. Go knock on them. It's a black guy. Well, you're white. I'm not going to work with you. But all of us are going to get hit by 5G. Go knock on another door. I'm a liberal. You're a conservative. I'm not going to work with you. You knock on some Palestinian's door. Oh, I saw you. You're against open borders, so I'm not going to work with you. It's idiocy, people. They're coming for our bodies. They're coming with the drag queen pedo time for our children, the transgenderism. They're attacking everybody. They say a post-human world with depopulation. I'll play the clip in a moment. That's the big enchilada. It's the big assault. And literally, all the oxygen is being sucked out of the room. The CIA and the Carnegie Endowment, the ADL, know what they're doing, and Soros is their boy. And you've got the very same universities that are like 90% pro-Ukrainian war, who then separately, though, want to nuke Russia, but, they love the Palestinians at the same time. They're not even congruent. And I see the demonstrations in the U.S., Europe, Canada. They're pulling down at churches signs in the at the church. They're going to parks where Christians are handing out free food to homeless and pulling down their signs and calling police on them just because they're Christian. Literal Muslims stomping around going and telling Jews, you've got a Jewish last name. You can't come in the university. That's already federal law. That's discriminatory, and it is, and you shouldn't be allowed to do it. And people that get together and block people from going to where they've paid to have education should be arrested for violating people's civil rights, and they should be kicked out of the university. We don't need a law that gets rid of the First Amendment, but that's what Israel wants. That's what the ADL wants. And the Israel lobby has been lobbying to pass hate speech laws with the left to take conservative speech and have said we're the main enemy. Though it's mainly conservatives that are out mindlessly defending Israel and whoever's in power there. See, none of it lines up logically. And I'm looking back at it logically, saying America first. That's what I've stood for 30 years. I don't hate Israel. I don't hate the Palestinians, but it's their fight, not mine. I agree with Senator Paul. Cut all the money off. No money to Ukraine. No money to Hamas. No money to Israel. No money to any of them. What did George Washington say? No foreign entanglements. Then we had the Monroe Doctrine. And then by the war of 1898, the Spanish-American War and the sinking of the Maine and Havana Harbor and all the rest of it, we became an empire. And how has that turned out for us? Our wealth stolen, parlayed into globalist world government. So, that's where I'm at. And I want to have a big tent. If you're a Muslim and you want to be an American and assimilate and stand up for our freedoms, open arms. If you're a Jew, same way, open arms. If you're an agnostic and you're a capitalist and into freedom and don't want to take my rights, then I welcome you with open arms. But we've got the left trying to take our free speech. We've got Israel trying to take our free speech and saying a foreign Israeli-controlled foundation will control policy and free speech in America? This is insane. And then I look at the X account because it's very informative. I love the comments and I respond to a lot of them. I'm addicted to it. My wife says, stop it. And I try to go logically and explain to people in there, do you understand I don't like expansionist Orthodox Islam? It's not compatible. And they also vote communist and left. And I also don't support the Zionist state of what Israel's become, which it's manipulating our politics, trying to take our rights. And so I must oppose what Israel's doing, and it's disgusting, and it's wrong, but I'm not going to get down on the level of posting, you know, memes of Jews with giant noses and stuff. Israel and its lobby is trying to take my rights and my freedom, and with the Obama administration, that's what we have, the third Obama administration, is trying to say Christian conservatives are white supremacist terror threats. That is horse crap. And what's happening is people are either becoming totally mindlessly pro-Israel or they're becoming right out Hitler supporters. And that is what the globalists want, a big mindless fight so they can roll out the GMO, the 5G, the poison shots, all the rest of it. So I'm going to say it again. There is a war on humanity, a war on our genome, a war on our life, a war on our health, a war on our longevity, on all of us. And look, the anti-white war is very real when you're 20-1 white being attacked by blacks. But most blacks aren't involved. It's a very tiny minority of 13 to 20-year-old black males that have been told whites are the devil and told by the new Black Panther Party, go out and rob and kill whites. But still, that little group is half the violent crime in America. I don't hate blacks because of it. I say, do something about them. That small group. I've got an article right here. Where a felon charged 105 times for all sorts of robberies and crimes, let out again by a Soros judge, and is now kidnapped and raped an Amazon driver. I mean, that's Soros. They know what they're doing. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. The Alex Jones Show. And sometime early next week, I'm going to give you an update on the state of InfoWars. It's a big deal, and I want to be extremely accurate. But InfoWars could be shut down, I mean, off the air within 2 months. I'd give it about a 50-50 chance. And obviously, they won't be able to stop me being on air, and I will still be on air. Really, they just give the crew a bloody nose, and I will try to work with folks to get the crew back. But the new system that will be developed will not be owned or run by me. And then that, the reason for that is obviously they won't be able to stop it or take it over. And there's a lot of different things we can do, but I'm leaving all that until... putting all the energy in to save this operation, and then when that fails, we'll be able to very quickly decide what our path's going to be. There'll kind of be a scramble at that point, but I will not be stopped. And I thank you all for your support. In the meantime, if you want to keep us on air, it is beyond essential that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the amazing products. But it could, and everything's in stock. Everything ships within a day or two. If you order on a Friday night, you know, you don't get it till, you don't ship till Monday. But if you order on a Monday, they usually ship it Monday or Tuesday. I mean, we have really good shipping. It was really good until a few years ago. Got bad for a while. The last few years, really gotten good, as you know. And just amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Like nitric boost that everybody should be taking, that cleans out the blood and the cardiovascular system and all the stuff that's going on right now. That's so critical. That's 40% off. Ultimate fish oil, the strongest, highest quality grade fish oil. It's not been pasteurized. It hasn't been boiled. So it's real fish oil. Potent fish oil. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the books, the films, the T-shirts, this will be your last chance to talk about an OG InfoWars t-shirt, because it'll be the website, it'll be the show, it'll be everything I've built in 30 years gone. So, want to support us, now is the time. And InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, going on in the future, my dad set up DrJonesNaturals.com, a lot of great supplements and products, and he is a supporter of Free Speech Systems in this operation, but also a supporter of what we're doing, and in the future, a supporter of whatever comes out of this. So I hope you go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get Next Level Foundational Energy. There's nothing else like it. Again, it's not a stimulant. It's the energy of the cells. It cleans them out. It's what they operate on. And then all the other things that you're using for energy just get boosted with it. It's if you one thing, you'll get Next Level Foundational Energy discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. And there's also a Rocket Rest, Top Brain, and a lot of other spectacular products there on the site at drjonesnaturals.com, like the Nano Silver toothpaste, super blue, also fortified with iodine, tea tree oil, and so much more, fluoride-free. Just dozens and dozens of amazing game-changing products at DrJonesNaturals.com. So if you want to support us, go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get great products at the same time. I am in your hands. This operation is in your hands. So I ask you to go to DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com today. But those limited edition t-shirts and all the stuff that's at InfoWarsStore.com, as early as 2 months from now, so in fact, a little bit closer than 2 months, they're going to shut this down, all right? And next week I'll do a whole hour on it, and I'll explain it all to you. And, I mean, I can do it right now. I've got all the facts, but I want to lay it out. I'm going to write some notes and just really explain everything, because you deserve to know. Everybody deserves to know. The crew deserves to know, you know, what's happening, why it's happening, and you know, what's going on. But the truth is, the CIA and the FBI ran the operation to bring this place down, and they don't want to settle. They don't want, you know, they've said, we want to silence you. And so that's what they're going to do, just out of pure rage, just shut it down. And so, okay, you know, I my hands are clean, and I've done everything I could to be faithful to the crew and the audience, and I love this operation, but that's just where we're at. And so understand that we could have an InfoWars wake here in about 7.5 weeks. And then there'll be a little wind down. I mean, it could be 3 months, 6 months. But that's even if some certain things happen. So that's where we're at. But, you know, we've got a lot of other big issues to face, obviously. This is just par for the course when you go up against the FBI and the CIA. But we've already done so much damage to the New World Order. Everything else is gravy. 30 years, spectacular effects. I love when people come up and say, why don't you cover this? Why don't you cover that? And it's stuff I broke 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago. And I'm looking at them telling me I should cover Bohemian Grove or the Private Federal Reserve or the Franklin cover-up or whatever it is. It's some moral thing they do. And like, no matter what the topic is, this broadcast with our guest, our great audience magnifying it, put basically everything on the map. I mean, we stood on the shoulders of all these great people before us. I don't even take the credit. It's this operation. But, I mean, we are the sword that got stuck right in the heart of the New World Order. I mean, we wounded them mortally, and they know it. And it was all God doing it through myself, the listeners, and the crew, and everybody else. So I just totally trust in God. And I know every time horrible things happen, bigger doors open. And so I trust in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and that's where I'm at. I want to thank you all for your support over the years. We have fought really, really hard. And if we were like a ship in a battle, it's like we've been in 5,000 battles and, you know, sunk 50,000 enemy ships. I mean, the lore itself is insane. And it's really the crowning achievement in a sick way. I don't want that to happen. But striking us down is like Obi-Wan Kenobi. We just come back more powerful than you could possibly imagine. But that's what evil can only think one step ahead. You know, I mean, in its instincts, it thinks way ahead, but when it's got a chance to hurt something, it also can't help it. So it's kind of paradoxical how it works. So, James O'Keefe's coming on at the bottom of the hour. He just called us, had to move back 30 minutes. That's fine, because I'm a little behind, too. I really want to read you the bill that they passed, and it's a short bill, and it's a horrible bill, and I wanted to show you the group that runs it, and it gives this foreign Jewish organization in Europe and Israel complete control over free speech in the colleges in America. I mean, that's not an understatement. I know that sounds insane. It sounds wild. It is a foreign power taking over America, and it's Israel basically doing that, using the leftist George Soros funded to do it. So it's terrible. So I hate what Israel's doing to us, and I hate the little minions of Islam they're using. They've stirred up like a bee hornet, they've stirred up the beehive, and then like a cartoon thrown in our backyard. Here, and here comes a million refugees. Ha ha! And I'm supposed to go, oh, I love you, Israel. Thank you so much. And then, like, all the Nazis are running around lying and exaggerating and freaking out and just spewing BS as well and worshiping Hitler. And I'm just like, my God. I'm stuck between insane Zionists and Hitler lovers. And I'm just like, good. Meanwhile, the world government's rolling out to kill everybody. And 22 million are dead from poison shots. 80% of women that take the shot have miscarriages. Like, shut up, Jew lover. And I'm like, please, more shots are coming. UN treaty, 5G everywhere, GMO, we're all dying. My God, the life expectancy's plunging. What are we going to do? Like, shut up, Jew. And I'm just like, holy hell, you people are crazy. The Nazis, the Zionists, you're all the Islamic lunatics, just you're lunatics. Just keep fine, hey, man. I don't want to be part of your crap. Your weird cults. It's games, folks. Like, you better join the Crips of the Bloods. Well, I think you should stop killing each other. Oh, you're with the Crips. No, you're with the Bloods. The Crips accuse you of the Bloods. The Bloods accuse you of the Crips. You're like, I ain't in your club, man. I wouldn't join any club that would have me. I think Charlie Chaplin said that. All right, so I didn't get to it. I'm going to start the next hour. I got Larry Fink. My God, I could talk 5 hours about this. He just says, yeah, the best societies are depopulating. We're going to depopulate everybody. Of course, that's totally it. He goes, so robots take over. He says the future's not human. That get me the Yuval Noah Harari. He says future's not human. And in some of those clips, too. I mean, you can read him saying it everywhere. But it's just like, wow. Wow. Why would anybody go along with this? Why would anybody be part of this psychotic operation? And I'd just like to clear all this out and say, I don't care if you're Chinese or if you're Mexican or if you're German. Can we all just come together and just say, let's not do this? You have the world ruling class all meeting, Arabs, Europeans, Jews, Chinese, and they're just talking about how they're going to kill everybody. And we're just sitting here. And again, Netanyahu works with Soros, folks. They're running all these groups. And you're like, well, what does that mean? Well see, it means it's all controlled. The only way to win the game is not to play. Remember the movie in the 80s, War Games? A Strange Game. A Strange Game. The only way to win is not to play. But I get it. A lot of you want to play, and that's why you're going to get run over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, by the New World Order. We're going to start the second hour, and I've read this bill twice. I read it again this morning. It's just spectacularly bad. I mean, it's so over the top. And they voted 320-91 to pass it. And you know it's going to pass the Senate. And it gives a blank check to a multinational group in Israel and Europe to run every educational thing in America and arrest everybody.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.